Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, to the mothers, praise teams, intercessors, youth, men, ADM.com, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Lower Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, New York, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Islands, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, it did. On this morning, as we come before the throne of God and bow down before him, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, because it was he who woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our lives. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitting into place on this morning because of God's love toward us. Oh, come and magnify the Lord with me this morning. Oh, come, let's give his name the praise. Oh, come, let's thank him for his many attributes towards us. And let's thank him for being the Lord, the God, and Savior that he is on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
I bless you this morning, and good morning to you. Yep. First of all, I'd like to give Jesus praise, honor, who's the head of my life. I'd like to give honor to my husband, Coach Jackson. First lady, Miss Ag Barbara Smith, on the ADM ministry this morning. Everyone that is tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. We come to the throne just song of thanksgiving, God. Giving you the thanks, giving you the glory, God, because you deserve it all. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, because you breathe down on us once more, giving us another opportunity, God, to praise you and another opportunity to get it right. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Lord, as you breathe on us this morning, God, we just thank you, God, and let us begin to rise and shine and give you all the glory. Let us begin to just to say thank you in spite of our God. Let us begin to just say, God, I thank you. No matter what I'm going through, I'm yet still going to give you the glory, God. We thank you this morning, God, that these lips of clay, God, have praises on them up to you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you once more, God. We thank you, God, this morning for the people that are going to and fro. Thank you for the traveling mercy for them, God. Get them their safe and back in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Thank you this morning, God, for the kids on the way to school, God. Give them traveling mercy, God. Put their angels all around them, shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. Even when they get into the school, God, shield them from all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you with everything that we have on the inside of us, God. We give you the glory in spite of all, God. We give you the glory in spite of the hurt and the pain, God. We give you the glory, God, in spite of all things, God. Oh, God, we sanctify our trials and tribulations, God. We realize, God, that makes us strong in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our companion this morning, God. We pray constantly, God, that you continue to heal, deliver, and set the captive free, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for them, God. Continue to raise them up, God, to be strong giants in you, God. God, that can walk their flows. God, I stand out calling on the name of Jesus once more in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you create in us a clean heart this morning and renew the right spirit within us, God, that we may live holy, according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord, that's not about Sunday. Oh, God, let us live like holy women and holy men in the name of Jesus, God. No, God, that don't bow down to anything, only but you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you constantly order our footsteps, go in the way that you will have them to go in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We lift up the sick and shed in the name of Jesus, God. Once more, only thing I can say, God, by your stripes they are healed in the name of Jesus, God. Those are your words, God, that you told us by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being our provider this morning, God. Thank you for putting food on our tables, God. Somebody don't have anything this morning, God. So I ask you in the name of Jesus, oh, God, let them knock, somebody knock on the door, God, and bring them something to put on their tables, God. Oh, God, we realize how it is, when we don't have anything to eat, God. Oh, God, but this morning I ask that you put passion in our hearts, God. Put passion in our heart, God, that we be concerned about others, as you have, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. How do I appreciate this morning, God? I thank you this morning, God, that you touched me, God, that I can begin to walk. How do I appreciate early in the morning and begin to magnify your name, God? How do I appreciate no matter how I'm feeling, God, I say it about time. We say thank you this morning. Somebody out of this go crazy this morning. Just begin to praise God and give him all the glory. He's all about Sunday because he's worthy to be praised this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, there's no need for us to just lay in our bed when we know God is talking on us. Let us rise and shine this morning. Put your feet on the floor and just say thank you. No matter what you don't have, oh, we yet still praise him. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, my soul says yes this morning. Because he's worthy, people. He's worthy to be praised. He is a deliverer this morning. He's a Maywaker this morning in your life. If you want him to be, how do I send him about this morning, God? Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah this morning. Oh, God, this morning, my soul say yes. Oh, God, I thank you for the joy that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Reboche, God, this morning. Thank you for your joy, God. Thank you for your strength this morning. Reboche, God, that you give us, God. Continue to pull on us, God. Stretch us in a mighty way, God. That we can be great soldiers of our son. That we come to Reboche, God. Yes, Lord, we'll know your word. Calling out your word. We come to Reboche, God. Oh, we thank you this morning, God. Thank you this morning, God. How to Reboche, God. Oh, God, we lift the power. Grandbabies to you, God, our kids, our grandkids this morning, God. Oh, God, God. Yes, God, we're looking because we've declared they are saved, delivered, and set free and filled with their precious Holy Ghost, God. Oh, use them for your glory, God. Bring up evangelists and the upper, teachers, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning. Don't let us get the big head, God, for the things that you're doing for us, God. Keep us humble, God. Meek and humble, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, this morning. God, how you're changing, how you're turning situations around, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, sometimes we wonder, we may wonder, Lord, about. And that why I got to go out through this thing called Moshe. Oh, because it's good. It's good for the Moshe. Yes, it's good for us to go through in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, we don't complain, God, this morning, God. But we lift up holy hands and just say, God, I thank you. Lord, I lift up every man of God, every woman of God this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them, God. God, I pray, God, that you strengthen them in a mighty way. Shield and protect them, God. Give them traveling mercy two and four in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them step on the wall, God, crying out your truth like never before, God. Crying out your word of us, I know them, God. That your people will receive your word in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them, God. Oh, we thank you for them, God. Don't let them come down. Let them continue to cry out. Out the truth, huh? We realize, God, sometimes the truth hurts us, God, but the truth is good for us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. It'll make us grow like never before in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for everything. We thank you for the breath that is coming inside of us, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, that you washed over all of us all last night, God, and to this front, didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us as we slept last night, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen us, God. God, we pray, God, that you continue to make us strong in you, God. And make us real in you, God. God, when we walk, let us walk with you, God. Let us walk like never before, God. Let us cry out the name of Jesus everywhere we go, God. Let us touch you, God, about tonight. Oh, God, let us love you, God. Let us love in the name of Jesus, God. Let us put our arms around somebody and love them, God. That they can feel the realness coming from the Moshe, God. From your people, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. How do I send that? Oh, for saving the crackheads, God. Saving the dirty Moshe, even the dealers, God. Oh, God, it's nothing too hard for you to do, God. We thank you this morning, God. We give you all to you, God. We give it all to you, God. Oh, give it out to Jesus this morning. And everybody said that. He will work it out. God, I lift up the nation to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, God, that you begin to shake the nation, God. Yeah, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Shake the nation, God. That the people will know the Moshe, God, that you are God all by yourself. Oh, God, that you're great in battles, Lord. He can do the Moshe. You never lost the battle. God, so I ask you this morning, let your perfect will be done, God. Oh, God, move us out the way of our son, and come in, God. Touch the internet, he called about the phones this morning, God. And while the phones are against the ears, God, begin to let your Holy Ghost come through the phones, God. Pop the ears, God, that they'll know that you're God. In the name of Jesus, God, I cry out this morning, Lord, have mercy on all of us. God, make us real in you, God. Let us know time is winding up. It's not far to where it used to be, God. But I cry this morning that everybody have a get their minds together, God. Lord, I'm going to shake, God. Get their minds together, Lord, this morning. Make them real in you, God. Hey, glory to God. Yes, Lord, I'm going to sometime, God, when you come with correction, some don't like it, God, but they got to realize, God, that you're God. Come real to the people, God. You come real to your people, God, and they have to receive it if they want it and eat like never before, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for the hard love that you have given me, God. I thank you, God. I want to praise you. I want to live holy before you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I cry for your people, God. Like a mother, my son, God. Touch this morning, God. Lighten up before, God. I pray, God, that you drive a man and woman after you, God, to my son, that they'll be saved and never set free, God. I pray, God, this morning, let your people know, God, hell is not made. Hell is not made for a woman, a man, a boy, a girl, but my son, it's time to rise up and to fight. say, good about say, yes, your soul is insane. So cry out to Jesus today. Let his perfect will be done in your life. No matter what people say or do, just begin to just march before him. Tell Jesus that you need him today. He's right there for you. Just cry out to him. Have your way this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, let the people know it's nothing too hard. Let they can't do only if they call him on you. Oh, yes, you said it, Lord. Yes, Lord, you said. Great is he that's in us, that he said in the world, God. So I say this morning, God, have your way, God, in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us stay focused on you, God. Let us come to the most saints focused on you, God. Let our minds stay on you, God, in the name of Jesus. This morning I cry. Oh, God, in the most say, have your way, God. Yes, Lord, these things I ask this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God,
yes,
we thank you. God, we praise
yes,
you. God, we
yes,
glorify you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit of the living God. We feel you now. You're already here. Touch right now. Every area. International. National. Locally. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for the prayer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for that corporate prayer by our mother. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your will and your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your will. Pour out your anointing upon us right now. Pour it out, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pour it out, God. Pour it out that we receive, Lord God, what you have for us on today. To take us, Holy Spirit, just a little bit further. Oh, glory. In the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you,
Jesus.
We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name. Touch every heart and mind and every thought process that we have on today. Internationally, nationally, and locally. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name. And now, we turn this portion of the broadcast over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Smith. Good morning, you all. Good morning, our partners and listeners all over the world. We thank God for our international partners, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. What a blessed time and what God has been doing, what God been doing. I'm just so excited about what God is doing because God is always spinning. He's always moving. He's always got the wheels turning, and I just want to just in touching and agree with the pastor and the mother, my God, this morning about blessings and different things just speaking over your life. And I just want to ask you a question. My God, are you continue commanding what God spoke to you in your morning time? My God, and I declare it and I decree it, my God, that you're going to continue to continue to declare what God done spoke to you in your life. You continue to hold on to your healing, hold on to your miracle, hold on to everything that God done promised and what God done said to you. And I'm telling you right now, you could just hold on. If God said it before this year is over, you're going to begin to see what God going to do and what he told you to, what he told you that he's going to do. So I bless God this morning that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer, that he is, that he comes to set the captain free. Oh, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. And I just bless God for each and every one of you. And I know that many of you, you getting geared up. Things is, my God, things don't open up things of this journey don't open up and don't bless your soul. Well, I've been spending some time with God. When we get close to the end of the year, there's always be a time to where we just sit and commune with God. God always called the office. He'll call the office, and he begin to commune. He begin to deal with different things. Amen. It's almost like a meeting round the round table. Last year, God spoke and said, "Listen, it's going to be a peculiar anointing that's going to rest upon the people of God, where you're going to become bosses, where you're going to begin to hire, and you're going to begin to fire. You're going to begin to set things by God in your life in order. You're going to begin to make some moves." Well, that manifested last year. This year, that prophecy that came, my God, in I think 2017, it manifests in 2018, my God. Many of you had to hire, many of you had to fire people, many of you had to take on and bring in new people. Amen. Regardless it was doctors, regardless it was lawyers, regardless it was friends, regardless it was employers, jobs, regardless it's people that is around you that you are paying, work and boss and different things like that. You had to make some tough decisions. Amen. You had to make some tough decisions. And I know that many of you probably did not want to make the tough decision, but God done showed you after the decision made why the decision needed to be made, why it was best. Do you know that God always set things up, and he always set the stage for the next move? God is a very wise God, and he's very, my God, he's very highly intelligent in business. He always set the next move up for the next one, even though he don't reveal it to you right then, but he always have a next move. Do you know that you have to be a strong, disciplined individual to get ready for this next phase? What God has for you. God has for you. Many of you, your finances by this time next year, it's gonna be explosive. You're gonna figure out, you're gonna find out like, God, you done did it. You done said it. I declare and I decree that many of you finna get ready to walk in financial wealth. Financial wealth. God was using this year. He was using different things that you don't went through. He was using different things, my God, that you education, different things you was learning to get ready to set you up for the next move that he has in your life. That is financial wealth, financial wealth. I know many folks that say, well, God, we ain't worrying about that. Yeah, the devil is a liar. Many of you wish you needed, you wish you had it to take care of certain things. It's nothing wrong with finances. It's nothing wrong with money. The Bible said, for the love of it, it's not your God. Amen. But it comes to do certain things, my God. Some of you, it could free you up with a whole lot of things. Some of you, it could take a lot of stress. That's what God is mentioning about financial wealth. That thing, that substance or that was that is needed to be into your life to relieve the stress, to relieve the different things, my God, the variation, to bring you into a place to where God was telling you, my God, I will supply your every need. So that is wrong articulation. That is wrong philosophy when we have a problem with finances. Amen. If you have a need in this earth, while you're in this earth for finances, amen, that's a need that God say, I will supply your every need. So don't cripple yourself when the heavens want to pour out into you and get ready to bring you into a financial manifestation. Financial manifestation. The reason why, number one, this is the reason why many of us need it. Number one, because God says the enemy going to use the government to attack the medical system. He's going to use the government to attack the medical system. Many of you, my God, you need your medical, you need your insurance, you need different things. Financial wealth is going to help you to continue to do what you need to do. Y'all got to hear me. Hear the prophet this morning. Amen. You're going to begin to you're going to need the finances to do what you need to do. So what they're saying, they're going to cut off their help or cut off some of their help. Amen. They're going to cut off some of their help, but you're going to begin to have finances in your life to begin to continue to do what you need to do. Y'all hear me this morning. Also, the Lord already said, he said that it's already done happening, it's already done started, amen, that, my God, benefits like EBT, food stamp, different benefits, mothers that is on WICs and different things, the government going to begin to cut that off because they want to cut it out, amen, and you need financial wealth to continue to sustain you. I declare and decree as we get ready to enter into the next season that every child of God, my God Almighty, will not depend on the government system for their needs. They're going to begin to depend on their God for their needs. God's going to open up opportunities. God's going to show you avenues. God's going to show you strategy. Matter of fact, God's going to bring people in your life. Y'all better hear me. God's going to bring people in your life to take you to the next phase, take you to the next level with your finances. You are not going to have to worry about what's going to happen. Please walk with the man or woman of God that is really listening to God for you to be ready to get ready, my God, to excel in this next phase. Y'all hear me? So the finances is going to be very important. When you begin to hear folks and tell the folks begin to tell you that's corny, you better get away from them because that's a mindset of poverty. That's an individual going to begin to be left behind. I refuse to be left behind. I refuse, my God Almighty, to be left in a trap, my God Almighty, where the enemy that God done destroyed, God is showing us where the trap and where the plots in the plan of the adversary. Many of you have to buckle down. You got to stop wasting because your family going to come into a hardship. God said next year it's going to be another famine going to hit, my God Almighty, America. It's going to be another famine. He said, matter of fact, it's already started, but they're keeping it hidden. But God said many of you, if you listen and position yourself, you will never be affected about, my God, affected of the famine. I declare and decree that every saints of God that sell out and position themselves before the living God, that they will never experience a lack year, a lack month, anything that is lack, they will never experience because their steps are ordered by the Lord. Y'all hear me? So God said, watch this. He said, son, we got a job to do. We have a job to do, pastors. We have a job to do, leaders. We have a job to do, some of ministers. Amen. We have to dismantle, got to dismantle lack poverty mindset. We got to dismantle, my God, we got to bring people that is immature in this area into a place of maturity. And also, my God Almighty, I declare and decree before this year out, it's going to be business, my God. Some of you need to get something in your hand, start working it, start articulating. You know you got that burn of business inside of you. You know it's something stirring up inside of you, and I ain't come against in the spirit of fear stopping you from stepping out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, because God's trying to use an avenue to bless you through. He want to use an avenue to bless you through. Now, catch this. Business is not for everyone. Business is not for everyone. It's the mentality that God want to break the saints of God. He want to break us, my God, into a mentality that is successful. Break us out of the mentality where we feel like we are slaves. We complain about everything. We got this going on. We got that. We got that going on. Can't get up from that. But bring us into the mentality that everything that we do is unto the Lord. Y'all better hear me. It is unto the Lord. I might not be the one that I just go into, open up my own franchise or do different things like that, but I do have a 9-to-5 that at the end of the day, I operate like it's my own. My God, are. Because why? I understand that God is my boss. He's my answer. And long as I keep order, long as I keep on structure in my life, my boss going to take care of me. Y'all got to hear me. My boss going to take care of me. So I declare and decree that many of your mindset, you're going to begin to be positioned into a place to understand that God is your take care. God going to take care of you. God is your rock. He's your strength. God is the person that's going to supply your every needs. Amen. Your every need. So the mentality is going to have to be broken. And I'm telling you right now, this November and December, I'm going to be geared up. I'm going to be sold out, dedicated to bring forth instruction to get ready to position and shift you. And I'm telling you right now, many of you, my God, you're going to begin to see what God is working in your life. You're going to begin to be scared. Not a negative scare, but a positive scare, because you couldn't believe that God is blessing you the way he is doing. You thought it was just all a game. You thought it was just folks, my God, just saying this and saying that. You heard about it, but you never experienced it. I declare and decree, you finna get rid of the experience. I pray that an anointing gonna begin to rest upon the saints of God that have your minds and have your spirit cultivated to get ready to receive, my God, the unexpected, what God finna get ready to do in your life. He's finna bring your families and everything closer. Your finances and bank account is finna get ready to change. You ain't gonna have to pay to make a million or a Powerball to get ready to receive what God's gonna have for you. Y'all better hear me. So one of the things that I want to talk to you this morning about. Amen. And you better get ready. We're gonna have some late night meetings. We're gonna get into this thing, because at the end of the day, your success, God's gonna give you the information. He's gonna give you instructions. He's gonna give you different things you need. It's up to you to apply it. And I declare and decree, my God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost. Can I just prophesize for a minute? The Holy Ghost is speaking so fast. I declare and decree on next year that trucking business is going to open, that retail business is going to open, that restaurant business is going to open, that landscape business is going to be birthed. I declare and decree that detail building is going to be birthed, that moving company is going to be birthed. I declare and decree, my God Almighty, that a account service is going to be birthed. In the name of Jesus, it will happen. It's going to happen, says the Lord of God. We got to get ready to break certain mentalities. We got to break certain way of thinking. Amen. Some of us, we use these kind of phrases. We use these type of things that is going to hinder you in the spirit. I'm not a morning person. The devil is a liar. We all are morning person. Each day, we try to get to one morning to the next morning. Y'all hear me? If you're not a morning person, other words, you just saying, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to leave here. Because each morning, we striving to get to the next morning. Y'all got to hear me this morning. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm striving to get to the next morning. I thank God that he opened up my eyes this morning. I thank God that I'm up this morning, but I'm still trying to strive to get to the next morning. So therefore, that is wrong etiquette. That is bad philosophy. That is wrong articulation. What you're going to do, you're going to hinder the mic. You're going to hinder the hand of the Lord to do what he needs to do in your life. Why? Because the spirit of the Lord doesn't understand that. The spirit of the Lord, he don't sleep or he never slumber. So when a saint of God begins to speak different things that is not of God, it brings a place of confusion. Amen. It brings, my God, the spirit of God instead of working on your behalf, it's going to be, my God, a place to where they stop, because they not understanding the language what you saying. You got to understand. You got to get tired of that. God said, I'm not a God that I will sleep nor slumber. Amen. So that is not the vocabulary. That is not the, my God, that's not the vocabulary. That's not the things that is of God. Amen. That is not of all. So we got to make sure my God Almighty, that we got to use the right vocabulary. The next thing that we're going to have to get out of our vocabulary, amen, what people are saying, what people are doing, what people are talking about. You are not going to have time to worry about them little naysayers. You're not going to have time to worry about what the chickens is doing on the ground. You ain't going to have time. What chicken don't stole one egg? What other chicken don't stole what seed? This chicken don't stole my food. You are not going to have time to worry about what the chickens are saying about you, because you need to be up into the atmosphere. You need to be in a place of how. So I declare and decree that as we begin to pray, as we begin to teach, that the Holy Ghost take that from our vocabulary. Amen. What people are doing, what people are saying, what people is doing, who give a care, because they cannot stop your blessing. Y'all better come on here this morning. They cannot stop what God's going to do in your life. They cannot stop, my God, whom I bless. No man can curse. Amen.
Amen.
It's a strategy of the enemy to keep your focus off of the main prize. And the prize that God is putting your focus on, what he done declared and decreed in your life. That's why he done took many of us in a season to where he done let folks talk about us. He done let folks run us in the ground. He done let folks walk on us. He done let close people to backstab you. That's why he let you go through that, to show you where you at right now. They still couldn't kill you. They still couldn't stop your blessing. They still couldn't stop you for being free.
Man.
They still couldn't take your shout. They still couldn't take your glory. Because what I have for you, says the Lord, it is for y'all. God, I hear me this morning.
Man.
It is for you. That's what God allow you to go through. Show you that no one, no weapon formed, nothing, it's not going to stop you. So what, they walk away on you. So what, they turn their back on you. Then spray the persecution. They persecuted you. Lighter. So what? You don't have time to worry about that in this next phase, because God needs your mind on something else. Your mind need to be for your family. You need to be getting ready for yourself. You need to get ready into a position to what
going
to get ready to hit or already started, my God, in this world. You are not going to be caught. You are not going to be caught up in it. Let them haters keep focus on you. You get ready to go into a place where God will get you in a place of safety, place of protection. Amen. If you want to heal somebody else, you are not going to be able to be into that place because you're too busy thinking about what the next man is doing. Amen. We got to break that. We got to get out of that cycle. We got to get out of that, because we got to get into a cycle of success. When we're dealing with success, my God Almighty, when you're dealing with a successful mind of people and people that are success, you will never get in a meeting with them and they talking about the naysayers. They talking about what Joe Bob has got to say about them. They could care less what Joe Bob got to say. They could care less if Joe Bob is a backslider. But if Joe Bob's going to bring that business, they want that business to come on over here. Let Joe Bob said what he got to say. Other than that, my God Almighty, because Joe Bob is not here to be my companion. Y'all about to hear
me? Amen.
My enemies are not there to be your companion. They're not there to be beside you in your bed. They are not there to, my God Almighty, to pay your bill. They are not there to put food on your table. They are not there, y'all got to hear me, to feed you. Amen. They are not there. They are there, my God. Some of them are there in your life to help you to get to your purpose, but you can't focus on them. Judas was in Jesus' life, and Judas was the one that helped Jesus to get to his purpose. What was his purpose? In that cross. Y'all better hear me. That's why God said, bless your enemy. Bless your enemies.
Yes.
So we're going to have to dismantle. We got to dismantle certain terminologies. We got to dismantle certain things, certain ways we done been. Amen. Certain ways we done thought, certain things we done been thinking about, because it's taking up the space that God needs. Oh my God. It's taking up the storage space that God's needs. God need to place some more information there. He need to place something else there for you to continue, for you could go in and place in success. So therefore, before I leave this morning, I declare and decree, my God Almighty, that before each and every one of you all over this world get off this phone line, that the Holy Ghost is going to be dealing with you in your mind. You're going to come into a place, my God Almighty, that I don't got time for this, I don't got time for that, because I'm getting a vision for my life. My dreams finna come online, and what God done promised me, I'm finna get rid of this stuff out of him. I don't have time to deal with naysayers. I don't have time to deal with wrong articulation, wrong philosophy, wrong context. I don't have time, because what God has for me, I'm ready to buckle down. I'm ready to tighten up this seatbelt. I'm ready to go forward, because when God say I'm blessed, I am blessed. When God say I'm healed, I am healed. And it's not nothing that the enemy or any haters or what people opinion could do anything about it. So therefore, I need to stay focused on the Lord. We need to stay focused on the Lord.
Yeah.
We need to stay focused. Many of you in church, many of you in your own personal life, many of you on your job, you done went through some persecution. You done went through a serious life, especially this year. But I'm here to tell you, God took you there for a reason, because he just wanted to show you. He didn't want to kill you. He didn't want it to take you out, but he need to show you that, my God, what somebody say, what somebody feel, or what they trying to do, guess what? They cannot stop your flow. Y'all better hear me. They cannot stop your flow. So therefore, why worry? Why put your energy into them? Why put your focus into them? Put your focus and your cares into the Lord. We're going to be successful. I declare and decree your life going to be successful. I know many of you, you probably say, you know what, Pastor, I can't do what I used to do. I'm up in age. I don't understand that. That's why God already had that taken care of, because you're going to come in contact with individuals going to take you where you need to be. Y'all better holler at your boy. You better holler at your boy. My God Almighty, God should deal with the old, because why? They are wise, amen? Because you're going to need, individuals are going to need connect with you for the wisdom. They're going to be the lid, you're going to be the wisdom. Y'all better hear me. In other words, they're going to run, you're going to pray. Y'all about to hear me. And guess what? You're going to bring that check, my God, back to you and throw it back into your life. You're going to become a business partners with others because of your wisdom, because of your prayer, because, my God, they need somebody in their corner that is real and truth. Y'all about to holler at your boy. Come on up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost. So, in other words, God got you covered. Don't worry about it. All you need to do is just pray for, my God Almighty, God, who you got connected with me, my God, let them expose them in my life. Who is connected to me, expose them in my life, for which I begin to work, for I can begin to pray for them, for I can begin to give them wisdom in the late night hours when they feel like it ain't going to work. They can give me a call because I am on my job, and I can speak a light into he or light into a her, that you going to make it. God going to say, y'all better hear me. You have a place in this thing. It doesn't matter how old you are, you have a place into this.
Yes.
I declare and decree
that
you're going to begin to position. It's time for your life to be successful. It's time for you to walk into a level of success that what God said it, you're going to get ready to experience it. Many of you already understand that I don't say things and shoot things for the hip to get a crowd jumping or try to take up an offering. We don't even ask that you to sow into this or sow into faith. No. Because I want the saints of God, people of God, experience what God has for them. Everything. And my God Almighty, get ready. November and December, the Holy Ghost is going to take us and go into the depthness of your core, where this mentality and this vocabulary and this thought process don't start it from. And we're going to uproot it. And we're going to put the correct flowers, the correct plants, the correct, my God Almighty, the correct produce that's going to be able to produce, amen, in your life. We're going to be able to do it. I'm excited, Pastor Smith. I'm excited, mothers and peoples of God all over the world. You get ready. Amen. God been articulating so many things in our life. You might as well get ready. So this next phase, amen, y'all might as well get ready. We finna go into a place of financial wealth. That's our happiness. That's our joy. And guess what? That's your bank account. That's your money. Amen. Amen. Everything in your life going to go into a place of acceleration. And every business that God done placed inside of you, it's going to be birthed forth. you're going to have, you're going to go through a season, listening to prophet. Many of you, once you burst it, you're going to go through a season and where you're going to be questioning yourself, did I make the right investment? And just the surely, at a twinkle of an eye, you're going to find things to explode in your life. You got to hear me. It's going to happen, says the Lord. God bless you all this morning. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Back to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle.
Amen.
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 That prophetic word coming forth.
Yes, Lord.
Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
Amen.
For God has a blessing for you.
Yes.
Spiritually.
Pastor Smith.
Naturally.
I don't mean to interrupt. I don't mean to interrupt you. But I got to tell you, some of you, as soon as I got off the line, the Lord spoke. The Lord spoke. He said, son, tell many of them. Tell many of them they are carrying a baby, a business. It's not for them, but it's for them to impart it into somebody else. And God said, I'm going to bring, I'm going to show you individuals that many of you going to begin to impart the vision, impart the baby that he placed inside of you. What God says he needed you to be the baby carrier, because the individual is going to take the vision and work with you with, they are not, they wasn't mature enough. They was going through things in their life. To the baby that is in you, it will come out this form. It will come out, even some will have a spiritual miscarriage in the spirit. So God impregnated you with the vision so you could get ready and impregnate somebody. You're going to get ready and impart it into somebody else, and you and that other individual, y'all finna go to work and y'all finna make it happen, says the Lord. Amen. God bless you back again, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For the word is rich and the word is good.
Amen.
Oh, precious Lord, take my hand.
Yes, Lord.
Lead me on to the promised land. I tell you today, stay in the press.
Yes.
Amen. Come on back tomorrow morning.
Amen.
Amen. At 7 a.m., where we can do it all over again. You have a God next day. In the Lord.
I know there are things too hard to bear. You got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. Cause there's no remedy but prayer. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through.